Learning the Gemara, we presented last time. You got Gemara, Yossi? Let's get in the game. So we presented last time that the Gemara has a question. If you blow the shofar and the chatzotzos together, what's the Gemara's question? Trei kolom shamai. And we saw that we had a machlokes between the Ritva and Rabbeinu Chananel how to learn that question. And according to the Ritva, the Gemara's question is, Trei kolom shamai, the Gemara's question is, well, how can you hear the shofar? It's Rosh Hashanah, you gotta hear the shofar, and you can't hear the shofar when there's another, when there's the chatzotzos going, there's another sound going at the same time. So, turn off my phone, use it as a watch. Clock. So there's another sound going at the same time. How can you hear the shofar? And the answer is, well, since it's chaviv, since it's something precious to you, well, that was one of the questions we're going to get to, since it's something chaviv, so you can hear it. That's how the Ritva learns. The question is, how can you hear the shofar, the one sound of the shofar? The answer is no, you can hear the one sound of the shofar, even though there's a chatzotzos going, because it is something that is chaviv. Let's just knock out that question of chaviv for a second. So what makes something chaviv?
Rashi says chadash,
right? So something that's new, then it's chaviv. Now, what is the Gemara contrast? What are the things that are chaviv? What are the things that are not chaviv? What's the Gemara say? What's not chaviv? Torah. What's Torah? What does it mean by Torah? Lenin. Kriyas Torah. Okay, so it's not chadash. Every week, right? We always lane. Let me ask you a question. I asked you this question. Right? I told you. So I said what?
You
said the other day. All right. So Parshas, you just read Parshas Balak. We're gonna read Parshas Pinchas this week. When was the last time you read Parshas Pinchas?
A year ago.
So it's not chadash. It's not new. Right.
Technically, you learn something
Pinchas every Rosh Chodesh. Okay, it's a Pinchas bad example. Matos Masay. Oh, it's so exciting! Double Parshas. We haven't heard it for a whole year. So how's the chadash? Why is it chadash?
The act of learning isn't chadash. It's the act itself.
Because Torah is new.
Torah is
new every time you hear.
No, so that's the opposite. Then it should always be chadash. So you could say no.
You maybe laning you do every week is the action of laning is the idea that we're saying the bracha on.
Oh, so, again, just to clarify, we're talking about how much you're going to pay attention. With chaviv, the Gemara, lashon the Gemara is yahid daite. You'll give your attention. You'll pay more attention when something that's new and when something precious to you. So you could say what Ty is saying. Come on, it's true. Pinchas is new this week. But let's be real. Everyone knows we lay in every week, so it's not so exciting. You know the actual parsha we're reading is new, but it's not so exciting. So that's what I would have said if you asked me initially. But the Yom Teruah, one of the Achronim, he doesn't like that answer, and he gives another geschmack answer. So he says that the truth is he doesn't like b'chal the shita, and he has a different shot. He says the things that are chaviv. What are the examples of the Gemara that are chaviv?
Megillah.
Well, shofar and halal. So halal and Megillah are said for Nisan, for miracles. See, something that's a nes, that's very exciting. And the Mishnah Berurah actually brings that down as a reason in Hilchos Megillah. That's a nes, it's a very exciting thing. And the shofar, okay, it's not nes, but we know, like, this is Rosh Hashanah. Everyone pays attention to shofar, right? So you're really going to focus on hearing the shofar. So that, the shofar, that's chaviv. Those are things that are chaviv because of the context is very chaviv. Kriyas Torah. So he says, so it's not an ace. It's not something, or it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. So it doesn't have that special quality. But Rashi obviously says chaviv, so he asks his kasha and Rashi. So what are you going to say for Rashi? So he says for Rashi, Geshmaka thing. He says, what's the halacha? What are you supposed to do every week? Shnayim mikra v'echad targum. Says Yom Teruah, you got to do shnayim mikra v'echad targum. And not only that, if you do shnayim mikra, you got to do it well. You got to really know it. The way he describes it, he says you're going to spend the whole week learning Shtayim Mikra and really knowing the Psalm well and really knowing the Targum well. So come Shabbos, like leaning already, like, eh, it's not new, you know, okay, it's not so exciting because you've been learning it all week. So that's how he explains Rashi, Pashup Pshat and Rashi, that's the Yom Teruah. So just a ha'ara about learning Shtayim Mikra. I have a brother, a few years older than you guys, who's a big Shtayim Mikra man, and he's really holding in Chumash and Rashi. And what? And now he added the Ramban, right? But he started with Chumash Rashi, so he used to ask Rav Tversky, why are you a lot of kashas on Rashi? Like, do you keep in Rashi? And Rav Tversky once said to me, that my brother's really mechayev everybody to learn. He said this was lush. He said really probably how most people are supposed to learn, how we're really supposed to learn Shnei Mikra. So I was excited to see his Yom Teruah, which fits in line with my brother does, or Tursky gives us coming to, and that's really what we should try to do. So I'm guilty as well. Most of us, hopefully we should all do Shnei Mikra. And if we do Shnei Mikra, many of us just run through it. But what? Yeah, so not only should we do it, but we should try to learn it well and know it well. Okay, so that's a chavit. But getting back to the story we discussed here, the Ritva says that that Trey Kali is, the question is to hear one sound. The Bisor, Rabbeinu Hananel, says the question is, how can you hear both the Shofar and the Chatzotros? Because if you're blowing both, obviously you got to hear both. So how is it that you can hear both? And the Gemara goes back and forth. Within that read, it's very possible to read that the answer is, when it's chaviv, you can hear both. That's, again, following the same steps we said before. When it is precious to you, you can hear both sounds, the Shofar and the Chatzotros. We noted that no one says it explicitly here. Rabbeinu Hananel, we discussed a little bit after this year. Rabbeinu Hananel, you could go either way in reading Rabbeinu Hananel. But I pointed to in the Mar Makomos where there's a clear Machlokes Rishonim about this issue, about whether Trei Kali Lo Mishtamai, and then immediately Chaviv, you can hear it. Is it that you can hear one sound, or you can hear multiple sounds, different sounds? So that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Daf Lamed Dalet. And we'll see soon Tosus and Sota. So the Gemara there says that if you blow nine people blow the shofar, let's just actually a little bit of background. There are nine sounds of the shofar that you have to hear. Why are there nine sounds? So the halacha is the Gemara has a drasha. I think it says trua three times, tzkiya three times. I don't remember exactly what the Gemara's drasha is. Trua three times, it's trua three times. And so you have to hear three truos, and every trua has a tkiya before and a tkiya after. The Gemara and the Rishonim is a lashon pshuta lefnei pshuta l'acharei. Pshuta is a straight sound, means straight. Tkiya is a straight sound. So you need to have three truas, and every trua has to have a tkiya before and a tkiya after, and that gives you nine in total, because three sets of three. Okay, that is the bare minimum halacha. We're probably not going to get to this, because this is really the Gemara in the fourth parak, but the Gemara has a suffix what the trua is. So Shvarim, Trua, and Shvarim, Trua, those three different ones, doing it Shvarim, Trua together, Shvarim alone, Trua alone, those are the three potential versions of what a Trua is. And so we do all three, all of them. We do three sets of nine, in effect. That's how we get to the amount of the that doesn't get you all the way to 100, but that's how it gets a good number of the blows, are because we do three. We're machmir for all the shittas. We do three sets of three of all three. Fine. So, but the Gemara is working within the Ikra Din, and the Ikra Din is you need nine sounds in your yotzei. The Gemara says if you have nine people blowing the shofar, right? So you're not yotzei. Teish shama teisha tkios. Second line on Lamed Dalet Beis. Shama teisha tkios b'teisha shos b'yom yotzei. Okay. So if you hear it different, if you hear it different times, it's fine. You don't have to hear them all at the same time. You hear tkiya, then you take a break for an hour. You hear a trua, take a break, take a tkiya, fine. But mites b'nei adam ke'echad lo yotze. But if you heard it from 10 people all at once, you're not yotze. So what does Rashi say? Why aren't you yotze? Trei kali lo mishtamai, right? Because what are you hearing at the same time? You're hearing more than one sound. You're hearing tkiyas, truas, tkiyas. It's all at the same time, you can't hear. So what kasha does Rashi ask on that? That we say in our Gemara, it's chaviv. So okay, you can't hear, yes, the Gemara says you can't hear if it's one person. So the Gemara says one person making two sounds, you can't make that sound, you can hear that sound, but two different people, you can hear. So that's what our Gemara says. So it's chaviv, if it's precious, why is it you can't be yotzei? Nine people falling at the same time, fine, I'm hearing the tkiya, true tkiya, so I should be fine. So Rashi does away with this Dursa. What does Tosos answer? What does Tosos say? Why does Tosos say you're not Yotze? If it's even what would happen to Trei Kali? That's Chavit. It's good. Shuto lefaneam, shuto leacharea. What's the problem, Daniel? Problem is if you have a tkiya and then a true and a tkiya. We said that's the way you do it. That's got to be the order. So if you do it all at the same time, you're not hearing the proper order of things. So you don't have to give them back, you know, right away, like we said, you can spread them out, but you can't have the trua before, you can't have them at the same time, because it has to be tkia, trua, tkia.
What if you're focusing on one blow, and that you're doing the right order, it happens to be nine others going on at the same time?
No, but then, but what do you mean? But there are nine sounds, only, everyone's blowing one, there are nine people, everyone's blowing one sound. Three, you have six tkia guys and three trua guys. So then you don't have an order. You don't have the trua is missing the tkia before it. By the way, what did Rashi hold? Why didn't Rashi say this? This is a good explanation. The Rashi said, "Oh, the Skirsa must be wrong." Doesn't Tosos and the Ritzvah says the same thing? Isn't a good explanation? Why wasn't Rashi okay with saying that the reason you're not Yotze is because you're not hearing in the right sequence? What? In our Gemara, we don't know in our Gemara. So the Achronim note that presumably what Rashi holds is that there is a question in general. Whenever you have an order in Halacha, does the order mean it has to be one after the other? Or does it mean that B can't come before A? So the example some Achronim point out, Rav Yashav, I saw in his Sefer notes this example, so the Halacha is you're supposed to take Truma and then Meiser. That's the order. What if you do Truma and Meiser at the same time? Is that against the going in order? Or does the order of Truma then Meiser just mean you can't do Meiser then Truma? But if you do them all at the same time, that's fine. So it could be Rashi holds that when we say it's got to be a Tkia, true a Tkia, the reason the Gemara says that is not because you need Dafka, a Tkia, and then a true and then a Tkia, but you just can't have the true before the tkiah. That could be what Rashi holds. That's why Rashi is okay. Would it be okay with hearing them all at the same time? Because you don't have the true before the tkiah. Okay, so that's a side point. So let's get back to the story. So now we said, according to Tosos and most of the Rishonim, the problem here is the order. But now, what if you solve the order issue? How do you solve the order issue? What case does the Ritva discuss? If you have three people, you have three blowers, Yossi. Now we get closer to your case. Three guys are blowing, you got a little orchestra here. Three guys are blowing a tkia, three guys blow a trua, another three guys blow a tkia. Or whatever, you only have three guys, each one does the sets. What about them? What would be the case then? Trua, tkia. Are you yotze? Remember, you have to hear all of those sounds. So can you hear all of those sounds? You have the order. The order is not the problem. Can you hear all the sounds? Got this case? Yeah? Tkia, true, tkia. Three guys.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, so what's the answer?
According to Tosos, you'd be fine.
Right, that's what presumably you say. So that's the Achronim note, that from Tosos, it sounds like it's fine. The only problem is the order, that hearing the multiple sounds are fine. But what do you have to say? Rashi, maybe this is why Rashi didn't say this. What do you see according to Tosos? You're hearing, how many sounds are you hearing?
One.
You're hearing three. You're right. They're making the same sounds. Maybe this could be a distinction. But that you're hearing three, you have to list all three shofars. It's not like you have to make out one out of those three. You have to hear all three of them to count as three different sounds. So that's the Ritva quotes one opinion. The Ritva says, you would be Yotze. Right?
One of them, no?
No, he says you'd be Yotze, Rahikotze, or Yeshomrim, Shiyotze, De Kulam. You'd be Yotze, all of them. I have it on the sheet, right? I'm going to have to read it inside. Right, bring it here. Right, if you look in the second Ritva, or the third Ritva, so it has this case, three people. So if you look at the end of the second line, right before the dots, Yeshomrim, Shiyotze, De Kulam. There are those who say Yotze, all of them. It's cut off in my copy I have here, but Trey Kali Mishdamoi. The Ashalol Lishoman Kulan Kechad, Chain Asr of Haigon, because we hold that Trey Kali are heard when it's something Chavid, and therefore you can hear all three of them. Okay? The Yeshomer, and then he quotes, Shalom Yotza Ide Achas Behan. What you wanted to say, Ty, you only Yotze one of them. Because when we say two sounds could be heard, Ar Gemara, Midi Dechaviv, Hainush Ein Kol, Mitzvah Misakev. It means to say that you're not prevented from doing the mitzvah even though there are other sounds mixed in as well. So these two deos are the two deos we presented based on the Ritva and Rabbeinu Chananel. According to the second deo, he's saying, all our Gemara is saying you can hear one sound and the other sounds aren't going to get in the way. But according to Rav Haigon, you can, the Maskan of our Gemara is when it's Chaviv, you could actually hear both sounds. That's what Rav Haigon clearly states. So we have, even though we weren't sure in our Gemara, we clearly have stated in the Ritva, according from Rav Haigon, that you can hear both sounds. If you looked at, if you saw Tosfos and Sota, so Tosfos and Sota also has this. Tosfos and Sota is discussing Birchas Kohanim. I wanted you to see that Gemara. It was an important halacha of Birchas Kohanim. Just so you know, the Gemara there says about waiting. You know, the anybody here is Kohen? No Kohanim here, right? Well, if you're over the Chazan, so the Chazan has to wait until the Tzibur finishes Amen before he introduces the next word, and he has to wait for the Kohen to finish his word before he says, you know, when he calls out for him. So everyone's got to wait for them to be completely finished. So that's what Tosfos is discussing. Tosfos the beginning contrasts the halacha that when you make hamotzi, let's say you're at a meal and you make hamotzi, so you have to, if you're being motzi people, you have to wait for them to say amen before you start cutting the bread. But there the halacha is you only have to wait for most of the people. Why? Because they're doing the wrong thing. They're going too long in their amen. You say amen and that's it. But here it sounds like you have to wait for everybody. And the answer Tosfos explains is because trei kol lo mishtamai. Because if you are saying, the answer here is the Kohanim starting? Right. So if the Kohen says the bracha while the Tzibur is still saying Amen, right? Let's say it's Vishmerecha, they say Amen. And then the Kohen starts Ya'er, right? So when he says his Ya'er, the Amen is, they're going to clash. Trei Kali Lo Mishtamai. So ask Tosos, what do you mean? Every Birchas Kohanim, or most of the time Birchas Kohanim, how many Kohanim get up? It's only one Kohen? Multiple Kohanim get up. What about Trei Kol Mishtamai? But still, even Ritva's shot, there's a question. We don't say, right, Kriya Satorah, which the Gemara says, we don't say even though you only need to hear one. We can't have multiple people reading. So the tells us it must be it's Chaviv, the bracha, it is, Birchas Kohanim. People really want to hear the Birchas Kohanim.
How's that Chaddish?
I don't know if that's Chaddish. Good Kasha. I don't know how that's Chaddish.
Wait, when Tosfos were writing it, they weren't saying that every day, were they?
Interesting. Maybe Gemara and the Gemara they may have been saying every day. Tosos, you're right. Tosos, they weren't saying it every day, but Tosos is saying Shana in the Gemara. Although maybe he's saying their minog, maybe the times of Gemara. Doesn't sound like in the Gemara they would do one at a time. It's an interesting Ha'ara. Interesting Ha'ara.
Not a Nase either.
It's not a Nase, but again, like we said within the Nase Mahalach Shofar, it would be similar point to Shofar. There are certain things. He has a lashon here that bracha is chaviv. That's his lashon, actually. Tosfos says.
Everyone wants a bracha.
Exactly. Isal lemeimer brachos. I do chaviv lo yahavu daitai. Everyone wants to hear a bracha, right? You go to the rav, you go to the rebbe. You want to hear the bracha the rebbe gives. Everyone wants to hear a bracha. So that's why it's chaviv. So I guess a little bit of support for the yom truas mahalas over there. But anyway, so that's the story. So it's chavis. So then Tosfos is left with the question, why don't you say the same thing? When the Kohen starts Ya'er, and the Tzibur is still saying Amen, doesn't matter, it's chavis, so you can hear both. So you can hear the Ya'er. What's the problem? So the first answer Tosfos gives is that, when is it second. So Tosfos says the first answer. When is it that we say Trei Kol Lo Mishtamai? When is it that it's Chaviv? You can hear it. That's only when it's similar sounds. Only say Trei Kol Lo Mishtamai when the sounds are similar. So he says Shofar Chatzotros, he assumes are similar sounds. So you can hear the Shofar despite the Chatzotros. Right? Or even the case of the Ritva, when you have three Tkiyas, three Truas, three Tkiyas, they're all the same sound. They're harder to differentiate, it's true, but maybe you can hear one.
Maybe that needs to differentiate.
Maybe you don't differentiate. As long as you hear one, it's okay.
Could be that because one of the voices is coming from the person who needs to hear it.
Oh, so that's in the second answer. Inami, boi lemishtami nami habracha, hani demarichin be'amin. Or you have to say that those that are saying amen, so they have to hear the bracha. Exactly what you just said. Okay, even though they're wrong, but at the end of the day, they have to hear Amen. Now, what comes out according to this? According to this daya. According to this daya, he's saying who's the one that won't be able to hear. Actually, I'm not so convinced. I'm not sure why I was so convinced. Because he says, one second. I take back. I was. For some reason, I thought this answer you have to extend, you have to hear both, but not necessarily. All you see for this answer is that you can hear different types of sounds. So that's what this machlokes is, two days and tosos, whether you can hear the same sound, or is that you can hear different types of sound. I'm not sure there's any echreach to say in the second answer of tosos that you have to hear you both. He does say the shofar chatzotos have different sounds, but he doesn't say that the chatzotos, you have to hear the chatzotos. Okay, so I guess you could go either way on that point. But definitely clear that you can hear different sounds. You can hear at least one sound out of two different sounds. So that definitely is two days. So that question is, does it have to be the same sound or can it be different sounds? Fine. Now, the last issue to discuss is Tosos and Argamara. Tosos and Argamara, I found to be very difficult. Because what does Tosos say? Tosos raises the question, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, what does the Gemara say in Bava Basra? The Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about that last eight psukim of the Torah. What's unique about the last eight psukim of the Torah? The last eight psukim are after Moshe died. Moshe dies in the ninth to last pasuk of the Torah. Moshe dies, or the eighth to last pasuk of the Torah. So the Gemara asks the question, who wrote those last eight psukim? Who knows what are the two days in the Gemara in Bava Basra? The tears or Yehoshua. Those are the two deus. So Gemara says either way, Rishonim Moshe Kasav the Dema. He was told to dictate it and he cried as he wrote about his death. That's a Pashup Pshat. And the Svarim HaKadosh may be a deeper Pshat than what it means the Dema. But the Pashup Pshat is that he cried tears. Okay. But what does Gemara say? The Gemara says that those last eight psukim, either because they're written by Yehoshua or because they're different because Moshe wrote the demo, whatever that is. So those last eight psukim, Yachid Kore Osam Velo Shnayim, right? This is Gemara Seira. Yachid Kore Osam. So it's got to be read by a Yachid, which Pashup Pshat means one person. So the question is, what do you mean one person? The implication is those eight psukim have to be read by one person. But the rest of the Torah can be read by two psukim. How could that be? By two people, right? How could that be? So because of that question, Tosos here says, what's the pshat in Yachid? Yachid means one person should get the aliyah. You can't break up those two psukim to have two different aliyahs. But one, you just have to have one aliyah. Okay. Fine. Then Tosos says, what does Tosos say next? It's Tosos' assumption on the table right now, you cannot have two people read the Torah at the same time. Why? Trey Kali Lo Mishamai. You can't have two at the same time because two voices cannot be heard at the same time. And then Tosa says, well, what is our practice? Our Tosa here, what is our practice? How many people read the Torah when you get an aliyah, when you lay in?
One.
Really?
And then one getting an aliyah.
The person getting an aliyah is supposed to read along. Poor Nalacha to know. When you get an aliyah, you're supposed to read along.
How did you?
What?
Not allowed though.
Oh, good. So not allowed. So if you saw Tosa's above a Basra, Tosos and Bava Basra, the flow of the Tosos and Bava Basra is as follows. Tosos and Bava Basra says it's got to be one person versus two people reading. Rabbeinu Tam asked this question, what about our Gemara? And Rabbeinu Tam says, oh no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is really one Aliyah versus two Aliyahs. But in that Tosos, the Re, Tosos then quotes the Re, another answer to the question is, why is it fine to say one versus two? Because you can say that when we have two people reading, it means one person reading out loud and one person reading quietly. Okay? The implication is, so Birchas Avram points this out, the implication is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's one person out loud, one person quietly, it's still a problem with Trei Kali Lo Mishtamoi. Even then, it's a problem. You just have to have one person here reading, even if... The Gemara, that the way Tosos reads there, Yachid Kore Osam, Rabbeinu Meshulam says that it means one person's got to read it, not two people. That implies that the whole Torah you can have two people read. So Rabbeinu Tam, you're right. It's the wrong shot. It's just an aliyah. Says the re, no, it's fine. You can have two people read, because you're going to have one person reading quietly. And what does it mean, one person reading? You can't even have one person reading quietly in the last 8 seconds. But the rest of the Torah is fine to have one person out loud, one person quiet.
Do we hold by that? If I get an aliyah, then I shouldn't be reading the last 8 seconds.
I don't think we hold that way.
Wait, it's not an issue of trikali, though, because it's only in those 8 seconds. Who says it's trikali in those 8 seconds? If you can do
no, those 8 seconds are not because of trikali. But from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam couldn't accept that pshat, he was assuming that whatever you would do in the rest of the Torah, that would be a problem of Trey Cully. So the implication is, even if it's one out loud, one quiet. That's what that's what's pointed out. Now, okay. So says Tosos, with that in the background, our Tosos says, well, hold on a second. I just told you Trey Cully is a problem in all of Torah. And from the diuk from Tosaf Bava Basra sounds like even if one person out loud, one person quiet, it's a problem with Trekoli. So Tosaf asks, how is it that we read out loud the Torah with two people? Sorry, how is it that we read the Torah with two people? You have the person reading the Baal Korei and the person getting the Aliyah. He's reading along. For an Alachano, you have to read along. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have to read quietly. So says. And Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't have that. It's clear in the flow in Tosaf Bava Basra. Now Tosaf says, "Oh, what's the source of the minhag? Oh, there's a mishnah in Bikurim. What does the mishnah say in Bikurim? So the halacha of Bikurim is when you bring Bikurim, the first fruits. So you have to read. There's a whole parsha you read. Arami Oved Avi, all that stuff that we say in the Megillah, all those drushas. In the Haggadah. So that's what you have to say when you bring the Bikurim. So Gemara says first." If you knew how to read, if you knew the psukim, you would say the psukim. If you didn't know the psukim, they'd have someone read it like for you and like help you along to read it. And the Mishnah says that eventually they said, you know what, everyone should have them read it along. You don't want to embarrass anybody. No one has to admit they don't know how to read it. There's always going to be like a reader helping the guy along, even if you don't need it. That's what the Mishnah says in Ikurim. Says Tosos, same thing nowadays when you get Aliyah. In the old days, when you got an aliyah, you read yourself. If you didn't know how to read, so someone would help you along. You don't embarrass anyone nowadays, so everybody always should go along with Baal Korei. The person getting aliyah, who knows how to lane, he lanes quietly to not embarrass anybody. What's the problem with that? What? Trey Cully. So Trey Cully, if it's a real problem with Trey Cully, who cares about embarrassment? You're not Yotzei laning. Well, you're embarrassed can help you, a lichat chila thing because of embarrassment will rely on something else. But if Trey Cully lo mishtama, you can't hear two sounds. What does it help you? How does avoiding embarrassment lead you to say it's okay to have two people read? Vukasha? So the Yom Trua has his kasha and rereads Tosos, maybe which is what you guys wanted to do before. But the Birchas, so the Yom Trua basically somehow fits in the re that we said before. Now, really, one person out loud, one person quiet. And he's just addressing the it's not a problem with Trey Cully when it's one person out loud, one person quiet, and he's just addressing the issue of why we would have everybody do this. But in the flow, it sounds like it's really addressing Trey Cully. Aratosis and Tosos in Bava Basra is clear. Addressing the issue of Trey Cully and is answering it by this idea to avoid embarrassment. So the Birchas Avraham says, you're forced to say, what do you say? What do you see the Pshat is in Tosos? Trey Cully lo mishtamoy is only a chashash, lechatchila. Trey Cully means we are choshesh, you won't be able to hear both things. But it never meant it's a psul, it's a ma'ake, that you cannot hear both. It's only lechatchila. Don't have two people saying at the same time because you might not be able to hear. Okay, in that situation, because of embarrassment, we'll say let two people read together and let's hope for the best. Pay good attention, and you'll be able to hear it. But it's not ma'akev. That's what Toso seems to be learning. It's not ma'akev. But if you don't say this, you say like the re, you could just say the reason it's fine to get an aliyah the way we do it is because one is quiet, one is out loud. There's no need to say that Trey Cully is just a lichatchila. The pashup shah is that Trey Cully mamash means Trey Cully lo mishtamoy. You can't hear two things. And the Birchas Avraham is a diuk in the Rambam that way.
The Gemara sounds more like you're not allowed to.
It sounds like you're not allowed to, right?
It says a b'yavad shalom. It's specifically can't have two people.
Correct. That's the pashup shah. The some of the Rishonim there on that Mishnah in this is basically a Mishnah in Megillah. It's actually a Machlokes Rishonim, but one way of reading the Rishonim is that you could to take this to the extreme is to say that even having two people reading the Megillah and Hallel, you shouldn't really do it that way. It's b'di'evet, you'd be yotze, and then the contrast of Sefer Torah is b'di'evet, you wouldn't be yotze. So either way, the point is that the sounds like you're right. The pashup shot, and we thought until this point, the reason we had this kasha is that it's na'akev, it's really absolutely necessary. Trey Kali is no good, and that's pashup shot. The Rebbe Yosef Rambam's idea from the Rambam that way. However, you're forced the pshat and tosos is that it's only a lechatchila and it's not ma'akev. The idea would be that it's a chashash, you might not be able to hear. One interesting thing to note, it could be hav ha'taya, the 2 points. That since Rabbeinu Tam holds that Trey Kali includes even one out loud, one quiet, you guys are bothered. You know, if one out loud and one's quiet, you could hear. What are you talking to Trey Kali Lemishamai, right? You tell me I can't hear the Baal Kori when he lands? Yeah, I can hear the Baal Kori. So just because the guy got an aliyah is reading quietly doesn't stop me from hearing Baal Kori. Pashut shot. So maybe that's Rabbeinu Tam Lashitaso. He says the problem, he's saying it's only a chashash. Once it's a chashash, we can include any time there are two people going, just avoid it, because you might mess up. But it's not, at the end of the day, if you hear, you hear, you're Yotze. But maybe according to the Ri who says that that's not a problem, I'm only talking about where the two voices are equal, and that's taka when it's going to be a problem, that's when it's going to be ma'akev, because then really it is hard to make out the sound. Yes, Yossi?
This could be God. I'm going out on a limb here. But could you learn from that Rabbeinu Tam that really the mitzvah of Kriyas Torah isn't in the Lishma, it's in the reading of it?
I don't. You have to be Shamei Kaona. Yeah. I'm not sure. Interesting. Yeah.
From the other side, can't you say that if it's an akiv, then we'll be extra careful not to let someone read along quietly?
No, because it's ma'akev, the pshat is that it really you can't hear. That's why it's ma'akev, because we know you can't hear. When one's quiet, one's allowed. That's not true. We know you can hear. When two are going at the same time, then really it is hard to hear.
But if you mess up, it ruins the limits, so maybe you want to be extra careful. But if okay. It's just a mess, then...
Yeah. I hear that. Didn't think that. Wasn't so worried. Wasn't so nervous. Okay, shout out everybody. I have new Mar Makomos.